call the Tuesday, August 19th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Evans.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayer is excused.
Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a quorum. We'll move to item B1, citizen comment period. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Ms. Shore, name and address, please, for the record.
Margie Shore, 8046 South 60th. I'm here to complain again on the way the plows. They plow down my street, and then a guy comes back two and three times, and he brings all the stuff down from the south and puts it in front of the driveway and on the lawn. It's like ice chunks. I already pay to have the guy come out and plow it, and I have to pay him again to come back out again. I've complained before, and nothing is done. This last year, one guy had plowed this ice chunks there, and he did. I was out there, and he did come out, and I mean, he came back and pulled it out. But he comes down the hill, and it always lands right there in my place. And I just wished, why can't he just plow once and leave it go? But he comes back two and three times from the south. And that's my complaint. I don't know if I should go to Jerry or what on it.
I would urge you to fill out a complaint form.
Okay.
And do it that way. That way at least it's track.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Lewandowski.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I want to add a little bit note to what Marcia says, because I have a 90-foot wide piece of property on Winston Way, and I've got to clean 80 feet of that because of the drive, the mailboxes, and guess where the snow goes? It goes right back into the 80 feet that I cleaned. This is a disaster, and the DPW doesn't seem to do anything about it. I can't quite understand why they're using a wing plow to clean the streets in the city when most of the time in my younger days, I thought the wing plows were used for country roads so that you could push the snow into the ditch and it would melt. But the wing plow is not built to throw it up over the banks that exist. And I had talked to the DPW committee the other time, maybe about a month ago, and asked them, what about this type of a plow that has a cone shape so that it's bigger on the exit end so it can throw it up over? I got no results from it. I guess somebody has to take control of what's going on. And see, my neighbor across the street, he doesn't have any mailboxes here, but his snow was 2.5 feet away from the curb last winter. And I don't quite understand why the first time when they plow, if they can't plow it to the curb, they get a snow blower or something to get it cleaned out. We cannot at our age keep pushing that snow away so the plow can come and fill it back in again. This is what the problem is. We gotta do that how many times after? And if you can't do it right the first time, why are you coming back 20 more times to do the job? I understand that we spent another $125,000 for salt last year, which they didn't plan for. But one of the other things I guess I want to ask about, why we can't get an audio system improved in this city. I mean, we've got a good system in the community room. We've got one in the police department. We've got a good system in the library. This is a disaster here. I don't know. I put some emails out requesting that we get something on a budget to the tune of $75,000, and I don't think that's asking too much. I think that we, the citizens, are entitled to have a decent system here for this controlling organization that controls the whole city and budget. And when I ask about it, there's nothing on the budget. Well, somebody's got to put it on the budget, because that's not correct if you can't hear. And some of these people don't know how to use the mics. And what they need then is one of these mics that you got right along their lip here so they can hear it, so we can hear it. But Another problem we had here recently was a resurfacing of 83rd, 82nd, and Winston Way. I just sent an email out to put some signs up to say it was under construction. And I think you received it, Mr. Mayor. And why should I have to do that? Where is the engineering management? They should be doing that automatically. Then they come up and they rip some of the concrete out on a Friday. They left these big holes, 8 feet some of them. Some were 3 feet wide, foot deep. Of course, it rained for 3 weekends. They couldn't do nothing, but it stood there. And I called up the Ron Romeis and I asked him to put some other equipment out there so that people can see these holes. They had these small cones that are probably only a foot and a half. Well, he came out, he drove a city car, and he went right by my house, and that was the end of it. But my outlook at this stuff is to put out those big barrels and flashing lights on these streets so people can see them. He said he sent letters out to the people that live on the street. I never got one. But the issue is the safety of the people that live in this city. If we can't have a DPW that can operate a little bit better, something's got to change. Incidentally, I think I gave you an email about the asphalt that was laying down Drexel Avenue also. I don't know why. I don't know if you got a copy of that. But after they got through doing all that asphalt work, the trucks were dropping asphalt on the shoulder of the road. I had to send an email out to get the darn thing clean. Why is a citizen so involved in working against or with the DPW? But if the DPW isn't qualified, then we got to make a major change. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bukowski. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing none, I'll close the citizen comment period. Thank you very much. Updates, item B2, City Engineer Recruitment and Selection Committee. I've asked Alderman Mayor to help on the committee. It'll be Alderman Mayor, Mr. Roberta, Dana, Son, myself are the committee members. We'll hold first round cutdown meeting week after next, early in the week. From there, we'll interview five and come to the committee council with a recommendation thereafter. Alderman Willow.
Just clarification on the record on which Alderman Mayor.
Thank you, yes. Alderman Dan Mayor, sorry. I'm supposed to say Alderwoman Mayor.
Not if it's me.
But it, well, I'm glad. it's the purple shirt. Replacement building inspector. Mark, do you want to comment on that?
Tony Savoy's place a couple weeks ago, and it is scheduled to be closed September 8th. The record opened until September 8th, so that it will be published in the municipality magazine, which goes statewide.
Okay, thank you. Item C, approval of minutes in your packet is the minutes from August 5th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move to item G1, consent agenda.
I'd like to request that we remove item G1C to consider separately.
Discussion? Seeing none. Okay. Is there a motion on items A and B?
Move to accept.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving A and B signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, Alderman Schmidt. Or Alderman Evans. Alderman Evans, sorry.
Yeah, I would just like clarification regarding music being allowed to start at 8 a.m. during the Labor Day weekend. Why does music need to start at 8 a.m. versus 10 a.m.? What type of music are we talking about?
Madam Clerk.
Actually, you probably have a better grasp of.
A couple of years ago, the hours of the fair on Sunday
were changed from 1 p.m. to noon, and then they went to 8 a.m. And at the time, the music was not addressed to be corrected in the code. And so the Fair Commission just had requests to coincide the start of the music with the opening of the fair. So it's music that's at the establishments in the area. It's music for anybody who gets an entertainment license and will play music.
So potentially it could be a band if they wanted
Correct.
To start at 8 a.m.?
Because they do start at 6 a.m. on Monday. Or they have the ability to start at 6 a.m.
I'm not a fan of that, but...
Alderman Schmidt.
Well, I've been involved with parking cars there for several years, and it's amazing. You have to be over at the school at 6 a.m. Both days, people start showing up early, and I think that's when anticipation of entertainment starting earlier, too. Right down the street from Romy's, and usually has bands playing Arab country or whatever. It's not hard rock or anything, so it accommodates cross-section audiences that show up there for the fair both days.
Alderman Willow.
I see we have before former Alderman of the district, and it would be since current all the person isn't here, maybe he could give us a nod on what he's known, representing the district there for a long time. If it's a yes or a no, and he has an opinion on that. Would you be willing to do that?
Sure. Motion to suspend the rules?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Former Alderman State Representative Scranton.
Good evening, everybody. The reason why the hours were changed, we consulted with all the major players down St. Martin's Road, the church and everything, and mainly the hours were changed because the church didn't have a problem with it. And the hours were established very early on because at the last Mass on Sunday, that's when everything opened. So without any objections from the stakeholders, the owners of the property and the businesses that are there in the church, they didn't have a problem with one, changing the hours and the music starting early. Nobody really starts the band music at 6 o'clock. If they do it, they could, but nobody through the time that I've been involved with the fair, and that was several years, there's never been an objection to it. And I think the business owners understand that, especially nobody's going to be getting out either country music or going heavy at 6 o'clock in the morning, especially the Landmark is the only one that really has the band there. I mean, they have it around the back. Sometimes they have it in the front. And there's really been no discussion on anybody being dissatisfied about it. They all know they have to be up at 6 o'clock, everybody, even the homeowners, because they do put their stuff out also. They participate. So it's really not, hasn't hurt anything, at least through all the years and even the people that I've represented in the 6th District. And in some cases, I still represent everybody now through there. So nobody's coming to me and say, hey, quite the music. So they're all enjoying the good time. It's a good thing for the city. It brings a lot of people in, shows them good hospitality. So that's about it. Any questions, I'd be more than glad to answer.
Move to return.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, as the other former alderman of the district, I was, with all due respect to my former colleague, I was never in favor of moving the hours. And this one, I don't have a vote, but I'm not too much in favor of this either. We're doing these moves for the convenience of the fair vendors, and it's adversely impacting the residents and the churches in the neighborhood. I can tell you the 8:30 Mass at St. Martin de Tours on the Sunday before Memorial Day goes down half or less than what normally is there. So, anyway, that's my personal opinion. I didn't win out the last time. I don't expect Alderman this time. Alderman Mayer.
Yeah, as the other Alderman of the district too, and I'm the Fair Commission, it came up, I wasn't sure of the history, that's why I asked Sandy, she probably has a better grasp of it, and she explained it. I don't really see any issue with it. I think the vendors are respectful of the time of day. They have the ability to start earlier on Monday. Generally, they don't. So I really don't see any issue with it.
Is there a motion regarding this matter?
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Excuse me, roll call, Madam Clerk, please.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
No.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Vote is 4-1. Motion carries. Without objection, I'd like to move to G9. And for those of you going along in the playbook, it's page 81. Jeff? Oh, Joel, you want to give us the highlights, please? Sorry. Jeff, you guys can come and sit. Don't think you need to, but...
The applicant, We Energies, has gone before the Plan Commission for a natural resource special exception to remove the wetland setback and buffer that was in their service yard. Extends outside the wetland, beyond the fence, into their service yard. So they asked for a natural resource special exception. They were previously approved for a building addition on their property, and they identified the wetland setback and buffer, but then realized after the fact that they wanted to asphalt the yard, use the entire service yard, including the portion that's within the wetland setback and buffer. So they're asking for that to be removed. There is a requirement for a natural resource special exception to do that. The Environmental Commission recommended approval with no conditions. Plan Commission recommended approval with conditions that they work with staff on the mitigation to be created to compensate for the loss of this wetland buffer, and that there be no snow storage within this portion of the service yard. Staff had originally identified a recommendation for a 6-foot buffer instead of the original 30, but the Plan Commission felt comfortable recommending approval with just mitigation. So that's the item that's before the council tonight, is approval of a natural resource special exception with the recommendation from the Plan Commission of mitigation to be determined by working with staff.
And the point that the Plan Commission settled on was because the water flows from the wetland
into the service yard.
Alderman Wong.
I guess I'm looking at the criteria that we're supposed to use to approve this. I thought it might be a little bit subjective on is it self-imposed or is it unreasonably burdensome. Those two issues were a little bit harder to justify in the findings, but I see the benefit to the residents having them work with putting the extra material on the berm and the additional things of having the some of the equipment inside the building. It'll be a little bit quieter for the residents as well. So I find the degree of compliance and the items that they're doing helps offset any question of the meeting the findings. And I guess the only thing I had prior to the Plan Commission was I had noticed that the site intensity calculations may have included the woodland inside of the wetland, because if you look at how it's labeled on the map, and I had asked that they just adjust those. I didn't have a problem with redoing anything. I just said just make sure the site intensity calculations on record were corrected as they should be. And with that, I'll make a motion to adopt the standards and findings and decision of the City of Franklin Common Council upon the application of Wisconsin Electric Power Company doing business as We Energies for a special exception to certain natural resource provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance for the We Energies Oak Brook Service Center storage building construction project.
Second.
One other fact: what we believe is an encroachment was not an encroachment when they first built it because the standards didn't exist. So they're now conforming. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Good job, Jeff. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Item G2, this will be a fun one. Intergovernmental cooperation agreement with Milwaukee County permitting access to a new digital trunked public safety radio system. Inspector Hahn, Chief Remington. A lot of gold up there. Oh, Captain Schrader, even more gold. Who's going to do this one? Oh. All right, Captain Schrader, knock yourself out.
All right. Well, what we bring you tonight is the newest edition of a radio system for City of Franklin Police, Fire, and Health Department. And we had a couple options early on between Milwaukee County and the WISCOM, which is a Wisconsin statewide interoperability channel. The WISCOM has kind of dried up. They took on too many departments, and they're having trouble servicing the departments that they've taken on. So it pretty much is not an option for us at this point. We're currently on a Milwaukee County system. And this is basically, Milwaukee County is looking to replace the system that we're currently on. Also go from an analog system to a digital system. And looking for municipalities within Milwaukee and Waukesha County to join them. And we've been talking now I've been in the works for about 4 years. And I know Captain Martin's had some discussions prior to that. About radio systems, and we're getting to that point now where decisions need to be made at this level, at the ICC level, and at the county board level as to how each municipality is going to proceed. And we bring to you tonight what we feel is the best option, even though our options are limited, and our system, as it currently stands, is a 15-plus-year system, and it's at the point now where hardware is going to need to be replaced, not only radio hardware, but dispatch console hardware and tower hardware, to the point where Milwaukee County understands that, and did understand several years ago, that the appropriate move was to start planning a new radio system, and that's what they've done. And that's where we are today.
The good part about this is we have two counties finally working together to share some of the costs, Waukesha and Milwaukee County. And as Captain Schrader said, there were several models that were out there. Wisconsin was one that was looked at. And like he said, they were invited by recent fire here in Franklin to give us a proposal twice. They never showed up. And eventually they went to a CLIA meeting indicating that they could no longer provide these services to the people coming on. They're having difficulty doing it now. Their channels now, or at their sites now. With this, we have, Milwaukee County, we have 9 towers just within the county alone. Which would service Milwaukee County. And initially, when this was presented, we've been negotiating with the county numerous times. And it started out at $25 a radio per month. And
when they had conversations, that's the only leverage we had.
So we were able to get that lower, starting out at $2.
Council, page 26 and 27 is what they're talking about.
What the county brings to us is a leaf system that over the last 15 plus years, we've basically been on their system at a minimal cost to us. Our infrastructure that we have here in the city of Franklin was our cost. They were providing the radio system with no monthly fees. What they're looking at now is they feel this year the operating cost for that system they state is $1.6 million. Next year with the new system, they perceive that that operating cost is going to be $2 million. What they're looking to do is to make up the difference, the $400,000, through fees by any departments or cities that are going to be involved in the radio system. A lot of their numbers do and do not make sense, and you've seen some of them. So we're still working through that, and the ICC is really going to have probably the best opportunity later this month, or September, I believe, to use their political clout to hopefully make this even more advantageous for us to be part of the system. But the unfortunate part, like Inspector Hahn said, is we really do not have options at this point. We've been trying to whittle this down to the lowest cost for our city and the other municipalities. And we've gotten to a certain point, but I think it has to go to the political bodies at this point to make it any more affordable to us than we've negotiated already.
We're talking 155 public safety radios and another 8 in the public health department. Is that right?
Correct.
The yep. Fire department's got 60, the PD's got 95, and the health department's got 8.
And that's per month?
Per month. Okay. Here's the political problem we have. First of all, we have no leverage. We have no competition. The county, in my opinion, no, I won't say it. We've lost all leverage because the North Shore Fire Department said, yeah, let's do it. Without, you know. It's like, so at that point, a third of the ICC is now on board. And, well, anyway. So I asked a pointed question at the last ICC meeting, and I got brushed off. The county knows they're in a good position here. Alderman Wilhelm, then Alderman Mayer.
So right now it starts off at $2 per radio per month, but by 2018 we're up to 12, and it continues to go up.
Captain Schrader did the math for you. $38,304 annually.
And that's just for Exhibit B, and then Exhibit C has additional cost?
Yes, right. Correct. So there's an operating fee. Mm-hmm. They're charging $2, and it goes up to $14 in 2022, or 2019. Could accelerate from there. And there's a reserve fund per month, which is zero up to a $5 in 2021 per radio per month. So the, I think you may have something similar to this in your...
I didn't pass it on.
No.
Okay. So basically what we're looking at for the entire city, the three departments that we just mentioned, is a $4,000 cost in 2015. And that increases to a $38,000 cost in 2021. So I did look at 8 years. So between 15 and 22, we're looking at a $201,000 cost to the city over that 8-year period. That is if there's no increases in 2020, which I expect there probably.
So first I'm going to start with the motion, which leaves it kind of open-ended. And the last part of it says, and resulting from any further contract or program changes to Milwaukee County. So if I were the one to make that motion, I think I would have to strike that or involve someone like the director of administration or city attorney on that issue, instead of leaving that open-ended for just Milwaukee County to just make any changes they want. So,
well, where we're at in this process, I should have done this in the introduction. up until now, it's been police and fire chiefs nodding, yeah, I think we're in. Yeah, I think we're in. And the county, in all fairness to them, didn't have any basis from which to do their cost accounting. Where we're at right now is, now they're looking for the city to say, yeah, we're in, and they'll come back with, then the ICC weighs in, then it goes to the county board approves it, then it comes back to us for approval. So this is a tentative, yeah, we're in. It's a formality, it's a commitment, you know.
Okay, well, but we don't know what the motion says, a motion to approve the agreement, which makes it sound like we're in. It doesn't make it sound like what you just said. So I would make some changes to the suggested motion if that's the case. So I just had a, on page 20 in our packet, which is page 1 of your agreement under number 2, access, I wasn't quite sure how this system usage was handled when it says they get a busy signal, that it would preempt any other radio users for the next available system access. Does that mean it would, like, try to send it over to another one so it would always be an open line? It's not real clear to me.
Throughout the county, there's more than just police and fire on the system. It's right. All the transit buses, it's garbage trucks, city vehicles. What they're saying is emergency services will, our students will bump out.
Okay, that makes sense, because what it says here is not very clear, so you might want to suggest that they clean that up a little bit. So then I get the usage fees are in B. Then there's the also the fees on C, so we discussed that. Then the it says the subscribers shall pay for and own the radios and equipment. Do these devices conflict, or are there further devices we need? Do we have these devices that we need to hook onto this?
We are compatible now with the 25 digital system.
Okay. Okay, so this cost then is addition we add on to the one cost you add on that cost, right?
Right. So last year you approved new police mobile and portable radios.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing that knowing that this was coming.
Okay.
So that portion is done, and that was in excess of $200,000. In your coming up in your budget, in your our basically 2 to 5 year plan, we've been talking about for the last 4 years dispatch councils. So you've been seeing that in the capital improvement fund, and that we thought we were going to have to do in 15, but it looks like we're going to be able to put that off until 16, and that's just a little bit less than $400,000. So there are some other costs to this. The unfortunate part is this radio system that we're currently on, at some point in time, probably in 17, will be shut off. So unfortunately, we have to prepare for that day that's coming.
So then we're talking about the 201,000 8 years, then the councils, and then it also says all subscribers will need software, so is there extra software cost too?
We are done with that. At this point, I can't speak for the fire department, but the police department did that along with purchasing the radios last year.
Okay, how's your software?
We have costs in this upcoming year that we put in our budget to have these radios, our current 60 radios program, and you have $768 per radio to have a new program and upgrade it. The radio itself is compatible with the new system, it's just it needs a platform.
And we included that in our cost of our radios that we purchased last year.
And then on, it says subscriber's responsibility on item 7. It says that you have to put a name in there. Who do you see will be in that name and address for your contact information, since it's multiple departments?
Yeah, right now it's me for the preliminary part of this. At some point in time, I expect it's going to be the mayor and or one of the chiefs. But because I'm working through the process and attending these meetings, the contact point at this point is myself.
Okay. And my other, I had the number of radios, but you've addressed that. And then on the termination, the way it's written up, it says the city has 180 days to get out, but the county can time out immediately. So you have a little bit of a discrepancy that, you know, the county gets to bail whenever they want, and the city has to give 180 days notice. So maybe you could negotiate that a little more as somebody who...
We can ask questions on that. For them to bail out would be multi-million dollar loss to them. I can't see that occurring. This is already being built with or without us.
I was just going to say this.
Yeah, with or without Franklin, this system is in the process of being implemented right now. They've already put several million dollars into it. I don't think they're going to back out of it by any means.
On 13, where it says notices, that they want an additional person who will get a certified or registered mail, and I would suggest that should be the clerk, because that way it's going to make sure we get to all the departments. So that would be my suggestion on that one. Do you gentlemen feel that this is something the city should be doing fully? I mean, I know you've got some little things to work out, but are you
comfortable with this system? The system that the county has provided us for the last 15 plus years has been phenomenal. It really has. With the politics and the government, county versus the cities put aside, little interactions we've had over the years, maybe that's the hiccup. But other than that, the hardware and software for this program, this system have worked phenomenally. So I think we really don't have an option at this point, but I don't think we're going to opt into something here that we're going to regret by any means.
Well, yeah, the only other option we have is going to own completely own radio system. We'd have to erect towers, several within the city itself. We couldn't afford to have. That would be
back in probably the 70s, 80s, and up until probably the late 80s, early 90s, we were on our own system. And our DPW, Emergency Government Inspection Department, are all on our own radio system now. The problem being is we have basically downsized that system just to handle that, I don't want to say non-emergency, because at times there are emergencies there, but a little lesser level of emergencies. We've downsized that and just kept what has been critical to keep those departments operating sufficiently. So if we were to go and want to bring our own system in at this point for police, fire, and the health department, we're going to spend a lot more money than we're going to spend on this county program.
Okay. I guess, you know, my colleagues need to weigh in on this. I've made all my comments. I could support the next step in this motion if the city attorney would suggest a motion that would take us down that road versus the motion that's in front of us. And I'd also like to see some additional good cost breakdown, like maybe you have there, but we didn't get.
Okay.
So that's one of my comments.
Yeah. I have a feeling that between the ICC and the county board and negotiations that occur throughout the rest of the year, what will come back to you will probably be something similar, but with a lot of different, hopefully with some things that are more beneficial to us.
Well, the one question nobody asked is how much do we pay the county every year? We pay almost $17 million in property taxes.
Yeah.
The next question is, what do we get back for that?
Alderman
Mayor, Alderman Schmidt.
First of all, I'd like to ask Jesse, when this comes to a vote, if he recommends that I vote on it or if I abstain, I'm fine with abstaining. Secondly, this is not about you guys. You guys have done a great job, and I always take your advice, and I still am taking your advice, but I think we're way premature in accepting anything. You mentioned that it's going to come back to us, but by the time it comes back to us, it's too late. Milwaukee County set up a radio system without consulting any fire chiefs or any police chiefs, as far as I know. They set this up, and they said, here it is, and you're going to pay for it, and here are your fees, and these fees are going to be monthly per radio. It's ridiculous. The fees are outrageous. We need to make a stand and say, and this radio is the system is a very good system. There's no doubt it's going to be the system of Milwaukee County. It is better for many reasons for by WISCOM, and so it's going to be. But I don't think we should accept it now and roll over to the fee structure. We should say no and send a message so it can go to the ICC, and you guys can talk about these fees and let them know that it's unacceptable and we're not going to take them. If we accept it now, as it is, we're going to be saying, well, okay, we'll pay these fees. It's okay. We're going to go along with it. And I don't think we should do that. Jesse, do you think I should vote on this?
Under chapter, section 19.59 of the Wisconsin statutes, which provides for regulations as to conflicts of interest and ethics, there is no ethical conflict of interest for a government official in relation to that government official participating in some separate governmental position capacity, unless for some unknown reason, it's hard to imagine that government official would be supervising him or herself.
So that's
so
a
I
yes?
don't see
that's a yes. Go ahead and vote.
I don't see any technical conflict of interest, and per usual, if the alderman sees some personal bias or conflict, that's a separate decision for the alderman.
Okay, I guess I feel pretty strongly about it, so I will vote. I would recommend, not against you guys, I know it's going to come. I think the fee schedule is outrageous, and I think, what do we give county? Millions?
17 million.
What do we get in return for it? I think this has to go further down the road, and they need to reevaluate the fees.
I might suggest that when the motion comes, the motion is to accept in principle but object strenuously to the fee structure. That might be a better way to do it. Alderman Schmidt.
Yeah, one thing I was curious about is this cost that they're determining. Will this be spread out based on the number of municipalities that participate in it? Can that be a cost factor at all, or is this a set fee that everyone's going to be paying the same price regardless of how few or how many radios are implemented?
Right now it's a set fee by radio by month. I think the number of municipalities that elect to jump on or not jump on might affect that final price, but again, that's going to be probably a conversation with ICC.
Well, this is not 19 municipalities. This is 15, right? Greenfield's out, Milwaukee's out,
Oak Creek's out,
probably 16.
The other question I had was if we would enter into that contract. Now, this would this be like a 5-year contract? I thought I read something to the effect that they would not be able to alter the fee until after 2020 if we agreed to a set fee at this point. Or?
I believe it's 15.
It's 15 with options.
With a 5-year option.
2 5-year options.
So they have the option at any point then of boosting the fees if they want to, or they're
after
locked in
2025. It's cost of living, I think, if I recall.
I think it's important to note, too, though, there will be a governance board, and that's going to be made up of county officials, administration, sheriff, EMS, and also agencies will have representation from municipal agencies from elected administration, police, and fire. Ultimately, that board will make recommendations for fees or fee increases, which will then go to the county board. Not too sure that would ever come back here. You would basically be told at that point the fees have increased.
Thank you.
Alderman Dandridge.
So you're telling us that there's going to be a subcommittee that's going to be see the accounting and the finances of the total operation, but we won't be privy to that information.
You could be if you were one of the elected officials, or someone here was one of the elected officials that was involved in it.
But that information would be provided to the ICC.
Correct.
Of which we do have representation to the ICC.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Lilham.
Out of the four municipalities that opt or aren't going in? What's the reason for it? Is it cost? Is it they have another option?
Well, Milwaukee has their own radio system, City of Milwaukee. Okay. Greenfield received state and federal grant money to basically put WISCOM into their city. Okay. I think what the idea was is that once you have that central hub for WISCOM, others will join. Mm-hmm. Oak Creek, it's kind of touch and go right now. They were going to also go with WISCOM, but they're running into some issues, I think. And there's still an outside chance that they will go with the county because they're running into some issues with WISCOM not being able to support the current departments that are with them throughout the state, including Greenfield, to the level of expectation. And Oak Creek's not sure, I think, at this point, if they're going to continue with WISCOM or not.
Yeah, who's the fourth one?
I don't think there was a fourth one. I think there's just three.
There's 15 and there's 4 hours.
There's 17 and I think we...
There's the professionals.
There's 19 and I think there's 16 that are in.
Okay. I'm just seeing, you know, Greenfield and Oak Creek are surrounding us. Is there any possibility Franklin, Greenfield, and Oak Creek do their system and it's cheaper?
Yeah, we talked to WISCOM about that because Oak Creek was talking about putting up a tower in their city. Mm-hmm. Greenfield has a tower in their city. So what we did get is some basic information as to would our city be covered by those two towers. Preliminary results are that it wouldn't be. We would have to erect a tower in our city, which by WISCOM, they make you pay for all your infrastructure to get onto their radio system. So that would be probably just ballpark $600 to $1.2 million to make that happen here.
Well, maybe we need a cost comparison, something to look at the different options. But I do like the mayor's suggestion on the motion, and the city attorney had anything else to that, because I can't support the motion as it is, like I said. But.
Alderman Mayor.
You guys are professionals. If you say it should be the Milwaukee County system, then I'm not going to question that any more than I would like to be questioned in a community to the east, if that's what I said. So I think it's going to be that. But I think we need to send a message about the fees, and I think we need to not even say we object strongly to the fees. I would like to see us say we totally reject the fees at this point and see what the ICC comes up with and not give any leeway. You mentioned the county board would approve it. The county board's going to approve whatever fees they can get. I don't know if I mentioned that before or not. I was going to. So it's up to the ICC, and then when it comes back to us, then we'll see what's there. But if we give any leeway now saying we strongly object to the fees or anything less than we totally reject the fee structure, I think we'd be making a mistake at this point in the whole structure of the system.
I'm okay with that. The only thing that I need from the council is some latitude. I've already made my enemies. The woman from the county just won't look at me anymore. But life's tough at times. And I was sitting right next to Abley when I did it, too. So I just need some leeway from you when the motion gets made.
I would
made.
Certainly be willing.
Alderwoman Evans, are you done?
Yeah. Yes.
I agree. I think that the fees are outrageous. But with this capital improvement fund, I just think once we're in this, we're never going to get out. I just think we're always going to be in this. There'll never be a way to get out. If you found something in 2022 that you wanted, I just think we're stuck in it for good.
Well, the one thing that the chiefs didn't talk about is the advantage to being in the system. And I'm not here to... You guys will fall over dead if you ever found me cheerleading for the county, but there is advantages to being a part of the system. And we saw it yesterday. We saw it... I mean, we see it regularly with the police department, regularly with the fire department, where they have to communicate with surrounding suburbs. I mean, Chief Mayor is always using our equipment, so he needs to talk to us. So there is an advantage to it. I just don't like the fees.
The other part of the system is the redundancy of the system being built in conjunction with Waukesha County. Our department, but
Is there a motion?
Just one more.
Yes, sir. Alderman Mayor. Janet, are you finished?
Yes.
Yeah, they do have us. We're not going to replace this system. We're going to be stuck in this system. It costs millions and millions of dollars to build a system like this, and this is going to be the state-of-the-art system. So until we get Captain Kirk communication systems, this will be it, and we will be stuck with it. But it's the fee structure that we will have to live with forever if we accept it.
I'm
looking at the city attorney to see if he has, based on the conversation, if he can make a suggested motion that would incorporate council's comments.
There you go. City attorney.
Well,
five words or less.
I'm operating on the understanding that there is no Franklin approval required at this point in time. So I have a short bridge. I should say a medium bridge and a long bridge.
If you're asking them there, give me the short.
A medium version. A motion to express the common council consensus of approval of the general concept of the agreement for the purpose of furthering the agreement review and negotiation process with the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council and the other participating municipalities.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second that.
I want everybody to recognize that the city attorney wrote that longhand, and we've got such a highly qualified city clerk that she's doing it shorthand over here. And shorthand is amazing. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All along the line.
The only addition would be about the comment about the fees. Wasn't that part of the addition and message?
It doesn't mention the fees. It doesn't accept the fees.
I know it doesn't. What I'm saying is the message was that we wanted to object to the fees or send a message about we felt the fees were high, and that doesn't cover the fee part of it. So that was my only addition. Adding that
language.
It seems like that's our biggest issue.
Mr. City
Attorney. The council wishes to include that, to add to the proposed motion, and the common council concern that the fees charged to a participating municipality are excessively high. However, real world, if that's the final amount, take it or leave it, council's on record saying these are way too high. And I don't know if you have all the information out there at this point in time as to whether they are in concerns.
However, would you say fees should be negotiated?
That's understood in motion.
That was understood in the first motion.
Madam Clerk, you
want to
read it back? No. I just bragged you up.
I know. His longhand is faster than mine.
A motion to express the common council consensus of approval of the general concept of the agreement for the purpose of furthering the agreement review and negotiation process with the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council and the other participating municipalities.
I heard the negotiations.
Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
Before we take up the water, can we take up the items 5 and 6?
Item 5. Let me go to that. 41 in your packet. Item 5, ordinance to amend Clare Meadows cleanup project. Mr. Tito. And I gave you the whole total, this whole the next 2 items. Mr. Deal.
Yes. The applicant is looking to create a separate parcel for ownership reasons. Project's already been approved, been constructed. They want to create a CSM to have this on a separate parcel. Creating the CSM created some issues with setbacks and access that are addressed through the PDD amendment. So there are two separate but related actions for this item, a PDD amendment and a certified survey map, both of which were recommended for approval by the Plan Commission as prepared in the application materials and in your packet. I am aware that Alderwoman Wilhelm has asked for a specific reference to the cross-access easement document be added to the ordinance for the PDD amendment, and I have no objection.
I don't know that it's a correction or cleaned up whatsoever. The whole purpose that this is here is that ultimately for final closing with the federal government, as I understood it from the attorney for the applicant, said, no, you have to have pure fee simple ownership, not be the owner of a lot under a condominium lot. Everything that's there and already approved in three dimensions will not change. There's a lot, there's a building, there's a driveway, there's agreements with the overall adjoining property owners for access to 51st Street. It's all been approved by the Common Council. All this does is take a condominium parcel and make it a single lot of record outside of the condominium plan. That's all it does. And there's a cross-access easement twice referenced in the draft ordinance. The recommendation from staff is that the motion at the foot of page 41, which is to adopt the ordinance, contain the following addition. At the end of the action requested on page 41, comma, subject to technical changes by the city attorney following engineering department review, to provide specific recording information in the ordinance of the access to a public street easements with the S in parents of record. Period.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 6, resolution approving the certified survey map for Francis Wood LLC's Franklin Senior Housing.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go back to 3, please. Mr. Robeis.
Yes.
I think we're all pretty familiar, so. Mr. Grover, you want to join us? Mr. We'll get everybody. Everybody in the audience, come. You want me to do this? What you have in front of you is authorization to go out for bid on the much discussed sewer and water building. It's been discussed now 4 years.
I move to direct staff to advertise and receive bids for water and wastewater operations and maintenance facility.
Second.
Understanding, of course, that this means that we're going to do it without allocating the funds. It would not be good to go out and pull the funds back. So,
funds were already pre-designated.
Yep.
That was my understanding with
yep.
the motion.
The 2014 budget has the sewer and water building as a pending approval project at this point in time. So when the contract would be let, a budget amendment would be needed to move it from the pending approval to approved projects.
So approval formality. All right, any other discussions? Alderwoman Willem.
Can someone speak to any of the features that were put in here to help keep utility costs down, or, you know, as far as lighting features or any features that were done to modernize them?
I know that there were the green aspect was incorporated into the design specifically. We have some skylights that are extremely useful in operational times because most of the operation is during the day when the light is present. This eliminates the need for throwing switches on and illuminating. That was done. I think there's cost efficiencies in heating and ventilating. But specifics, I could have that listing for you when it was addressed.
You're comfortable that it was addressed, that we're not building a big, expensive building that we're not going to be able to afford? I mean, this, basically the square footage of this is 7 times the square footage that exists today. 7 times. That's a lot of extra heat and lights, and I want to make sure we can actually afford to run a building that's 7 times what we have now.
Tell you about efficiency. So previously I handed out, would have it available to you, a map showing how, as of day one, how this building will be used, and it will be completely used in terms of equipment and then office and functionality. The 7 times rule that you're pointing out to me says it's 7 times too small. I mean, what they've been living with, the 2,800 feet was not intended 10 employees and all the function that they might afford to do. It's dramatically undersized. It's almost commendable is how they've adapted to a highly deficient facility.
For everyone, this is Gary Grover. He's the chairman of the Water Utility. Mr. Pander, Alderman Davis.
Ron, in comparison, how does this compare to our DPW building? In regards to size,
it is unquestionably smaller. It doesn't have all the structural features of the DPW. Has actually a paint area, you know, for painting mm-hmm. equipment. It has a capability of an overhead crane system for storage of salt spreaders and such. So DPW is considerably larger and structurally more aggressive, but it's similar. And we actually used the same architect that worked on the DPW, worked on this project. Okay. So smaller.
It's
and
smaller.
I could run comparisons for you, but I don't have the square footage.
So, I mean, heating and electricity, if you were looking at performas based on our DPW building, it should be somewhat similar
sure.
or come down in regards to percentages, correct? Okay.
I think that's fair.
Thanks.
Any other discussion?
Definitely.
Alderman Mayer.
Just one side quick question. You mentioned the DPW. When the water department needs some equipment painted, do they utilize the DPW?
Absolutely. The two work very closely together.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Liberta.
One minor clarification that what Paul said. The budget itself, although it listed as a project it is a valid appropriation as we listed in the budget with a stated intent. So a budget modification, which requires 2/3 approval, isn't necessary. But the way we list it, the Common Council said staff and the mayor, you know, the chief executive, can't move this project forward or spend money on it until the Common Council releases those appropriations. So it's simple majority, not a technical budget modification.
Is there any language we can put when we put out for bid that, I guess related to the number of change orders, what I see and have seen in the past is we frequently get these low bids and then we get change order after change order. Has anyone thought about how we can word that to go out for bid that eliminates some of that? Costs because I know the game that's played. I've watched it, and I just really don't want to get caught up in that.
Well, the nature of change orders comes from two things. One is an omission or an addition on the part of the owner, us, The other one is a less than complete bid document. So it's incumbent on us to make sure that the bid document is accurate, complete, thought of, darn near everything.
I think I heard the two of them making a partial suggestion on what language might be discussed.
I think in this case, it might be, you know, you can always go out and get the not to exceed, but sometimes you pay a little more for that. Sometimes people won't do that because there's too many unknowns. That's how we get into some of the issues we've been involved in, is it's beyond anybody's control as to, you know, what we found as we excavated certain areas, what we ran into.
How about if you put language in there that says, any change orders require pre-approval from the council or have the right to be rejected? You put something like that in there. Then they're pre-warned. Because I see this, you know, spending money ahead of time. It's already in here. We already have three of them that came in on the architectural design that we had to up, that were actually money already spent, and then it came to us.
I agree with your concern, and I think I know the nature of it, and it's public works projects rather than building projects. In my experience, building projects are a lot easier to control relative to change orders because there's less unknowns.
Doesn't hurt to be safe, that's what...
I don't disagree.
Okay.
But I don't want us to be too onerous, because then it'll cost you on the front end where you may not have incurred the expense.
I've made my point.
Absolutely. Alderman DeAndrea.
I hear a point, but I don't want to micromanage this project. And if you want to put a control in it, if you have a cost variance, plus or minus, you could put a percentage on it. Put 10% or 15% on it. And then it goes to the committee that's overseeing this to then bring note. Why should the council be micromanaging this project? I mean, that's done in industry all the time.
Can I answer that?
No, it's not.
I don't
Mr.
like
City Attorney.
Micromanage.
You don't have to ask for it. The Wisconsin statutes limit any contract change to 15% or less. If it goes above that, it has to be bid.
Okay.
Be good.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, we have a motion to approve. Any further discussion on that motion? Alderwoman Willem, I was hoping to get past it. Yes, ma'am.
Just the comment that I think watching our budget is our job, and I don't see it as my command. Call the question.
The question has been called. Is there support for calling the question? Any support for calling the question? Hearing none, motion fails. Now, on the question, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Item.
No support on calling.
G4, resolution authorizing officials to amend an engineering services proposal for the design of the water sewer buildings for the
The total of $34,900 really, to best understand, it needs to be broken into the three pieces that, you know, that came forward. The first, and this did come before the Water Commission. Water Commission has been working very closely on the water building and the aspects of it, land acquisition survey and all that type of thing. So the first element request is for $5,200 for additional surveying. That was requested through then City Engineer Bennett because of a number of easements and complexities to the site. It's a complex site, to be sure. It's evolved over the years, and additional survey and research had to be done for the cell tower to the rear on the site and other aspects. This was not something as part of the base agreement. It wasn't anticipated, but it was just a natural that this firm doing this work in the survey they're doing would also do this additional portion of survey work in the amount of $5,200. A second item is for the stormwater management in the amount of $4,900. That was intentionally, as part of the base agreement, left out because we have the ability and we anticipate reimbursement from MMSD for stormwater aspects to this site, holding and percolation of and the plantings that will allow for stormwater management on the site, and that will be submitted to the district as well as the engineering portion. That's why it was pulled out of the original contract to have it uniquely standing as a $4,900 item. The anticipated expenditure revenue from that could exceed $70,000. It's in that neighborhood of money we're expecting back to help pay for this project. So this was intentional. This was built into the base agreement. It was a known thing, number three. And three is probably, this was not built into the base agreement directly, but what it really is, what was in the base agreement was that the existing building, this talks about the existing building, the 2,800 square foot area that was to be left by and large as in storage. And just as if you've ever remodeled your kitchen, you would understand what happened to this building area. One thing led to another. As the designer had an opportunity to work with staff, specifically Mike Roberts and his folks, more and more opportunity arose in the existing building. This is a 2,800 feet that was going to use, knowingly going into the design project, it was put more or less on a passive use. We found that we could, they could, really make much better use of that area by modifications to that area, and that's what they did. I question it too. It seems like a lot of money just to modify a building, but you know, if you had an opportunity, you might have seen the breakout of the things that needed to be done, including structural. There's an I-beam system that had, you know, bearing wall that had to be modified, heating, ventilating, electrical. Then not only do you identify those items, but you have to specify them, develop them in the plan section, and retrofitting is more expensive, really, than new construction. It was it involved, you know, involved design work, and it, you know, it arrived at $19,600. It's a lot of money, but it's well worth it for what we're going to get out of it.
So,
much
Mr.
more Armani, functional building.
The total for design services,
yes,
not contract administration, not project management, is $175,750.
Yes.
5.8% of the estimate, $3 million.
And oftentimes.
Yeah. And the budget that you put together for the, well, that was put together for the building is 6-7% for that fee. Is that correct?
That's a percent that's commonly used, an acceptable level of engineering to construction. This is at 5.8. It's pushing it, but again, I say that we're converting an existing facility, utilizing the existing facility.
Is there a motion regarding this?
So moved. I'll make the motion to adopt a resolution authorizing officials to amend an engineering services proposal for the proposed construction of a new water and wastewater facility in the added amount of $34,900.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Alderwoman Evans.
Mr. Romeis, when you say passive use, do you mean originally you were going to use it more for storage, things like that?
Yes.
So now it's totally utilized.
Much more so, yeah. Yes. Okay. I'm not sure that the floor plan
it's
that
in
I gave you
yeah.
shows that, but it has been colorful. And our meter testing will be enhanced in that area. That's been a deficient area. A number of aspects will be used now in this building.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any
opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Robinson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item G7, resolution authorizing certain officials to accept conservation easements for Strauss Veal, 9775 South 6th District. Is there action regarding that?
Move to approve.
Support?
Second.
Discussion? Mr. City Attorney.
Only that I understand the motion to be the recommended action in the packet on the action sheet, which says technical corrections by the city attorney, because they notify the staff as to who's the owner on the property, et cetera.
Yes.
That's your second, though.
Dan
is nodding up and down. So yes. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8, authorizing certain officials to accept a conservation easement for property located at 7711 South 76th Street and 7901 West Imperial and 7915 West Imperial Creative Homes.
I'll move to put it forward.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G10. For those playing along with us in the home game, page 119.
What about G9?
We did
that one. Oh, we did. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry.
Let me announce it first. 2015-2017 cooperation agreement with Milwaukee County on CDBG Black Grants and the First Amendment to the cooperation agreement.
Well, where's Mark Bird on this
one? Mark!
So, questions I have, he's the only one who can probably answer.
I
listened to
that.
It's right there. Oh, okay. He might be out in the hall,
okay. Okay,
Mark, we're on G10 for the block grant.
Let the record reflect Alderman Mayer's Lexus.
I have a question. In your write up, it talks about the 42.5 to 50% low to moderate income individual household. What's the income level we're talking about? That has to meet.
I didn't bring one of those sheets with me.
Approximately.
Not a lot of money. 27,000.
Okay.
And not quote that number.
And down. In that area. And down. Okay.
And it's actually a matrix that they give depending upon the number of people in the household. So it's depending on
the
people.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah. I noticed there's two since we haven't adopted the one. Couldn't we just put the one comments into the other one? Or they don't want it that way.
No. Some of the communities had already approved it,
okay.
And then they realized they needed to add this. And so we're just following their requirements.
And then I wondered, which one of, on 127 of the new provisions and obligations are we going to agree to do as a city? Since we're going to sign this and we're going to say we're agreeing to this, we should discuss.
For the housing, you mean?
Yeah, the municipality shall select at least three actions listed below.
I anticipate that annually that will be my obligation to make sure it happens. It's the person who oversees the administrative thing for CDBG. Usually we deal with it on by website proposal, by putting things on our website, by promoting their aspects. So what I recognize under this new contract is that I'll have an extra step I'll need to do each year, and I figured I would address that as we look at them.
Well, I felt these three things are sort of policies, decisions on what this council might like to see for the city. So I felt kind of strongly that the council should be deciding which ones out of these five we might want to
have. I have no
to
problem with that. And that could be done now, or it could be dealt with at any point in time to ensure that we do one of them during 2015.
I've already selected my three, but they may be different than the council members. I don't know how the rest of the members would like to proceed, but we are signing something that says we're going to do these three, and I want to make sure that everybody's okay with selecting from the ones that are there, because it's pretty much our options right there. So.
I guess what I
what I would suggest is I'll meet with you at some future point. We'll talk about them. I'll make sure from a staff and a staff workload perspective, I think it's doable, not a problem. If it seems very straightforward, we'll put them on the future consent agenda. And if there isn't general consent, then they can pull it off and talk about it, but there's still plenty of time. But I would suggest doing it that way if it doesn't need it right now.
Okay, thank you.
Alderwoman Evans.
Can I talk about the update right now that's in here?
Well, whatever you'd like.
Okay.
As long as it's on the agenda.
Okay. Regarding the senior travel program in the applications, it says senior travel, including local educational efforts as may be organized through the health department for $5,000. I'm reading it that you're subtracting the funds from the $5,000. I thought the senior travel program is $10,000 total, with $5,000 of it being from these funds, but it... I guess I'm confused as to how this works. Are you subtracting the educational efforts from the $5,000? Am I misunderstanding?
The total travel program is $10,000, with $5,000 of it being from CDBG money. What this is saying is any of that money, including the CDBG, would be available to be used for these additional programs that we haven't incorporated the program in the past. So we didn't increase the amount of funding for travel program, but not all of the funds have always been used. So that would allow them to be able to use some of them for these other programs, which would not typically be as expensive, and because they... what the health department would do would typically require less travel distance and less program time.
Because when I suggested that, I didn't intend that the seniors be... to me, that's like punishing. You know, I don't, and that's not the right word, but I was suggesting we attain more funds, not subtract from the $5,000.
They're getting $10,000. They're done. They're whole.
Yeah, but I think the $5,000 that they were using originally, you know, the $10,000, $5,000 from here, was to be able to go on their excursions that they were going on. But now, it looks to me like you're taking part of that money to do educational, rather than adding funds.
That's a term of
as it was written, we were taking advantage of funds that had in a number of years gone unspent and finding an opportunity to use them locally for enhanced educational program.
We're educating the seniors on their travels.
We did not increase the amount of potential CDBG funding because there wasn't...
That's just what I'm trying to clarify. But did you increase it?
No.
You're not taking it away.
No, there is still funding available, right?
Because
between the $5,000 that's used, and then there's still $5,000 that is available for educational programs in addition to that, correct? So that would equal the $10,000, but part of that $10,000 is not being used, right?
Part of the $10,000 each of the last few years has not been used, and in this particular year, 2014, the county gave us extra money, more than we even asked for. So, you know, I've indicated to the health department they can find things this year. There's a greater surplus than we typically would.
Okay.
So
it's
kind of use it or lose it.
Okay.
Sense.
I just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Motion regarding this matter?
I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor and the city clerk to execute the cooperation agreement and the First Amendment to the cooperation agreement for the continued participation between the City of Franklin and Milwaukee County in the Cooperative Administration of the Federal Community Development Block Grant Program, CDBG, and the Federal Home Investment Partnership Program for the federal fiscal years of 2015, 2016, and 2017 within the general terms and requirements of the laws regulating such programs.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's turn to G12. Revision of job descriptions for various jobs throughout the city, already passed through the Personnel Committee. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, we'll go back to picking wallpaper with your wife. Item G13, population estimate. Madam Clerk.
The population estimate as of January 1, 2014, you can see is 35,702, which is a decrease from last year.
Do we have a basis to challenge?
If you note, I did talk to the building inspector. He had not had a chance to turn in the housing report, but the Department of Administration estimated an 85, based on criteria that they had access to, based it on an increase of 85 units. If you look at the comparisons from 2013 to 2014, it looks like the decrease was in institutional population.
Which would be the House of Correction.
Which would be the House of Correction. So they did not dispute that we had an increase based on building permits and housing units, but the decrease was due to...
Is there a motion to place on file?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go back to G11, picking wallpaper with your wife, Mr. Liberta. By the way, I'm remembering this when review time comes up.
In that case, I would point you directly to the motion. No time need to be discussed at all on the topic. You can simply replace it with a natural dark brown embossed three-rib metal panel siding, which is sort of a cross between those two over there. It keeps it much more similar in look from the road or distance to what we have.
Which one are you suggesting?
A natural dark brown to that is similar to the wood, but only the metal, probably the kyanar, what's called the kyanar finish, which is, as I've just described there, a durable quality finish. Left that open so we won't necessarily use the words kyanar, which I believe is a trademark name.
Is it
and
one of those?
I don't pick a particular color specifically, because again, you have different vendors and they may call it by a different name, but I'm suggesting the dark finish that's over there. The three-ribbed one that you see is actually a smooth panel. The smooth finish, when you get in direct sunlight, if you have slight waver in the panel, you can get some clear identifying reflections that give it away as metal. So if you go with the embossed, which is slightly a textured one, which is on the side, combine the two, it covers that up some. And if you want more discussion on some of the other options, it's in the write-up, and I'm happy to talk about it.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Well, it's pretty blah. It's starting to look like a run-down apartment complex. I really liked the trim that's top and bottom on this, not necessarily the color, but I thought the trim added a lot, which is the top. Right now we have the top trim, but we don't have the bottom trim.
One of the architects in the write-up did note that if you were doing that even with the dark, he would suggest using a lighter trim to match the basic color of the windowsills, which sits above the same trim of the building. That is an option that one of the architects brought up.
Which is, they're concrete.
Pardon?
The windowsills are concrete.
They have a limestone look from a distance, but it was that that light color.
So a modern look would be a light, you know, like everybody's doing the kind of the this brush steel brush, you know, all the appliances have more of that modern look. If you did that brown with that, it would actually pull in the same color as the words. That would match the words, and it would match the window sills. So, and it would pull out the mortar color, because I believe the mortar color is the same as this wall right here. This is the exterior of the wall, isn't it, right here? Yes. This is the exterior wall. This brick wall right there.
I would guess, yeah.
So I'm looking at the mortar color and saying the trim would be if you did the steel or the you know the brush.
You know what?
I
would be willing, Alderman Wilhelm, if you volunteered to take care of this, I would be willing to do hands off.
She might choose
blue.
She's going
to pick on men's
I don't
blue.
Choose blue.
Like
a watercolor.
I guess that I had. The other thing I thought was, as far as the awning, there was a discussion in there about pulling it off. It's ugly, true, but it does serve a purpose. So if you're standing outside and you want to get in and it's raining, if you don't have that awning there, you're going to get wet.
I think you misunderstood. It's not get rid of it. It's making a better one.
No, there was both discussions within the packet. One was to remove the winged awning, and the other one was to make it better. I think we should improve it slightly at a lower cost that, you know, but we have to have it out there. But the way it sits, it's not only ugly, it's not that functional. And it's mounted on the building in such the manner that it allows way too many spots for water to go in, which is a problem. So it needs to have better structure, better attachment.
The late Alderman Sohn said to me once, he said, you know, common councils are great with give me A or give me B, but you put multiple choice and you're going to have a trouble. Yeah. Alderman Mayer.
I was actually here when this building opened. My uncle was an alderman, and it was a big thing, and there was cake and coffee, and we got a tour of the building. And it's been added on to. The colors have been changed, although I don't remember when the green turned to brown or if it's green now, but it hasn't really changed in all that time. If we've got to replace the roof, let's replace the roof. But let's change the look of the building. We want to attract people to the city of Franklin. And I'm all in favor of keeping things old historic things looking historic, but this building should be a modern, vibrant building. I think it's time to really look at it and modernize it and have it as a showplace for Franklin that we want to attract people to. I'm not in favor of just replacing with. They're very nice, Mark. They're very nice, but I'm not in favor of just doing that. We need to change the building up, and I think we should hold. If we got to do the roof, let's do the roof. But let's hold off with the rest of it until we can find the money to really do the job right, because it's going to be here for another 40 years, and we don't want to have our city represented by this for another 40 years. Thank you.
As the mayor, I would ask you. What do you mean by doing it upright? Needs a definition.
Well, I need option A or option B.
I hate it when you use my words.
I don't know by that, but let's get an architect and let's tell them what we're looking for, and let's do a small committee and say these are the kind of things we want. We want something that will attract people here and get somebody that's designed other city halls and other community centers.
Well, having been on the last facilities needs committee, that came up with attaching the library to this building and remodeling this entire building. We need to provide better definition. Now, I'm personally all for new cladding in the front of the building. I'm all for a new entrance. I don't know what more we do. Mr. O'Gardner.
Well, I think, that was the second motion that's actually listed in your council action sheet. And if you refer to the very last page of this package, you'll see our colored photo. One minor point of clarification. When we talked about the wings, if you look at the overhang of the building, you can see on the very end, there's about a 2-foot piece that sticks down. That's all it's talking about. It's not talking about eliminating the whole overhang, just that little 2-foot piece that tops down. But the reason I added the picture of the law enforcement center was not only as a reminder of the color difference relative to the blue, but it's onto a building like this at the entranceway, you can build some sort of grander entrance. You can see what they elected to do with the police department. You know, they put pillars out front, artistic, aesthetic panels between them, creating a fence look. You know, they created a real entrance to the building. One thing Mr. Soto pointed out, that was the one thing he said. If I were going to do something, you could put, you know, a grander entrance here. I wasn't able to work with him to get some of the samples that we were going to put in the packet, so I just put the police department one. But I believe there is time to say we shouldn't dawdle, because we would want to incorporate it as a real project, because that paneling that goes around is structurally integrated with the roofing system. So that's why the two are being addressed together. But I think if you do the second motion and authorize us to use the appropriations that exist for the current roof to move forward with an architect to bring back some proposals, at least probably get some photos of other buildings or you know, some quick sketches to bring back some concepts for a quick concept review at a committee of the whole meeting, and give us an idea of the nature of the scope of the kind of price we'd be looking at. If we could move something forward, have that decided this winter in conjunction with the budget process. Still, since the roof's pretty well designed, probably still get a bid out maybe later winter, still for a spring, late spring work under the same time frame. An architect like Mr. Soto could probably give us a ballpark number that we can work with for a budgetary purpose before you can start looking at concepts. You do have two entrances to the building. Somebody's probably going to want to do them in some sort of parallel uniform building entrance. And here, two main entrances, and then you have three less other entrances that you're going to have to do something with, but probably smaller scale versions of that if I
were an architect. Okay, who had their hand up? Ladies first.
I agree. If we're going to do something, let's not just slap some siding on. Let's do at least something with the main entrance, at minimum. And I would be just fine with having Mr. Soto come up with something for us, because I think he does good work and he has great ideas. I liked his suggestions in the packet. Mayor said he just wants to like push this off, like he have to work with Israel or however.
My suggested motion is to table the first motion and go with the motion to direct staff to recommend an architect and work with the committee of aldermen that would consist of Alderman Willem and Alderman Mayor, Alderman Dan there, and move on. Come back with A or B and we're done.
Just one more comment from you.
Are you finished
all
the
just to say that's fine.
I'm the mayor.
If we're doing it, and I think you really interpret what I'm saying well, Mark, thank you, the way you're speaking. I would not limit it to the building, though, too. Let's look at the entire premises. You know, maybe like the police department has the other, I know, but maybe we could do it in stages. You know, maybe a fountain or something with the statue of Mayor Olson or something. I don't know. But look at the whole building. But thank you.
Pumpkin beer cake on its head. Mr. Liberto.
Just lastly, we will take the motion, if it is approved, to direct that to recommend an architect to work with you, and we come back with a contractor one so we get the ground running. And the recommendation will be in the form of, here's a contract with an architect.
The mayor's shaking his head. No. Move to authorize staff. Contract with an alderman, with an architect, for a not to exceed numbers, put a number to it, and work with Alderman Mayor and Alderman Willem, come back with two options.
That's what I was suggesting. We can't deal with that. There's no way this group can deal with that.
I have no problem with that. I think it's within the scope of what we put in the council action sheet. We have the appropriation available.
For what dollars?
I don't know what kind of dollars we need.
I think for a preliminary number, let's give us some room to come back with some detail, probably $30,000. I don't think we'll need half of that. But I would like to, you know, be able to, if we're going to do it quickly and do it right.
And from what budget?
It would come out of the new project because it has to do with the siding and the structure. It's going to affect the roof line. So we have an existing appropriation that I don't believe is inconsistent with.
$25,000.
I'm fine with that. Because what we'll do is that gets us started with an architect. You could probably do 15, and I'm going to get something started. We'll then say, here's what you get for $15,000. And now the full design, the plans, it's going to take you more. We could have plenty of conversations with the concept back for probably $15,000. $25,000 is plenty of probably.
What was the architect on that $3 million project? It was 5% of the project.
I voiced the motion, but it wasn't.
I didn't make sure.
Is there a support for the motion to move forward and hire an architect?
Second.
All right. Any further discussion?
Well, that wasn't the whole thing, so.
Not to exceed $25,000.
No.
Come back at your earliest opportunity.
We won't need require matching drapes, will we?
No, of course. This dust mites. We don't deal with drapes.
I'm remembering that too when we come to doing the evaluations. All right. Any other discussions?
Yeah.
Seeing that. Oh.
Yeah.
Alderwoman Evans.
Can you read the motion? I mean, is this for the architect only or for the whole project?
It's architect.
I guess I wanted to clarify the cost.
Yes, clerk. Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to direct staff to recommend an architect at a cost not to exceed $25,000 to provide some concepts for alternative entryway designs to enhance the overall character of City Hall and to work with Alderman Dan Mayer and Alderwoman Wilhelm and return to the County Council with two options.
The word recommend. Alderman Evans, go ahead.
I have the answer to my question. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. City Attorney.
It's out of the bill world, what if the architect comes up with a great idea and disagrees with the two council members that would like to also affect it?
In order back to pick them up.
And maybe it's better than the other.
And I'm
do you want to remove the number of alternates?
We'll come back with a limited selection.
There you go. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
And I'm thinking about lowering that architectural design. It just seems like a lot. Well, yeah, but if you put that number out there, then all of a sudden everything you want to just go.
John, don't publish it, okay?
Well, it's going to be in the motion.
All right. If you want to change the motion, change the motion. There is a motion on the floor.
I'll change it to $15,000, and if they say they just can't do it for that, then, you know, we'll come back.
All right. Madam Clerk, please.
Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to direct staff to contract with an architect at a cost not to exceed $15,000 to provide some concepts for alternative entryway designs to enhance the overall character of City Hall, and to work with Alderman Dan Mayer and Alderwoman Wilhelm and return to the County Council with a limited selection.
Clarification.
Yes, ma'am, it's your motion.
One thing that should go into this, that this is part of the roof project, because you're going to put a motion out there that doesn't clarify that we have to do this as part of the rule.
Hey, it's your motion. Don't look at me.
I think that inserting that in
somewhere. Put it as part of the project.
It's part of the previously
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No. No.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
I want to clarify that the roof, part of the roof project was part of my motion. And that the second was? Okay.
It is. Okay, Madam Clerk, please. Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion approved, 4-1. Item H1, licenses and permits. Alderman Dandrea, I assume.
Yes. Upon recommendation of the licensing committee, I make a motion to approve the following. Operator New, Tyrone Smoker, hold for appearance. Goran Vukovic, hold for appearance. Nicole Barniak, approved. Jennifer Eichhorst, approved. Nicole Ellis, approved. Mary Furry, approved. Gloria Garbarziak, approved. Shane Hussini, approved. Catherine Hudson, approved. Samantha Kaiser, approved. Tracy Kaluka Lewis, approved. Gerald Butetsky, approved. Pamela LaHoyle, approved. David Linder, approved. Kristen Witkowski, approved. Melissa Wolf, hold for appearance. Now for the extraordinary entertainment and amusement, the United Serbian Soccer Club, approved, subject to a site plan submission and verification of the noise level per city ordinance. For temporary Class B beer and wine, United Serbian Soccer Club approved. Extraordinary entertainment amusement for Hiller Ford approved. Temporary entertainment and amusement for JJ Concessions approved. Temporary entertainment and amusement for St. Martin's of Tours Church approved. Temporary Class B beer, St. Martin's of Tours approved. And combination Class A change of agent for CVS Pharmacy approved, subject to address change or address correction.
Second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. You were just given item I-1, a modified list. Mr. Ratzenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just for the council's attention, this is the same item you saw in your packet with the following two exceptions. The second paragraph identifies a voucher for $206,107.25 to BCF Contract Construction. They are the folks who are doing the Pleasant View Park, and this is the first draw on that particular contract. And second, the second last line item provides the estimate for the September 5th payroll in keeping with the fact that the next Common Council meeting will occur after that payroll. That was on the previous, that was estimated on the first version of this motion.
Is there a motion approving that general checking account, city's vouchers numbers 153226 through 153407, $834,876.71, dated August 8th?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman
David.
Aye.
Alderman
Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
Aye.
Aye.
The vote is 5-0. Motion carries. Motion. Is there a motion approving vouchers to BCF Construction in the amount of $206,107.25, dated August 13th?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
The vote is 5-0. Affirmative. Motion carries. Is there a motion approving that payroll dated August 22nd, 2014, the amount of $356,032.88 of payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $382,749.97 plus any matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Aye.
Vote is 5-0. Motion carries. Is there a motion approving the net payroll as dated September 5th, estimated at $336,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $212,000 plus any matching fees?
So moved, sir.
Madam Clerk. Got to be quick.
Alderman Gandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Chabot.
Aye.
A vote is 5-0. Motion carries. Is there a motion approving property tax settlements dated August 15, 2014, totaling $7,226,926.02?
So moved. Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Welch. Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Bailey.
Aye.
Alderman Gander.
Aye.
Motion is 5-0 approved. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Well, I think Alderman Mayer made that change. Okay. Right. And we have 3 seconds. So, everybody wants to leave. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.